Working remotely can be a challenge, especially for teams that are new to it. How do you deal with your work environment being the same as home while staying productive? At a time when teams must come together more than ever to solve big challenges, Trello's here to help. Trello, part of Atlassian's collaborative suite, has been powering remote teams globally for almost a decade. Trello keeps everyone on the same page, helping teams communicate, focus, and connect. Try Trello for free and learn more at Trello.com. That's Trello.com.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey guys, do you like beer but can't get drunk from beer? Then try new vodka beer. The can says beer, but inside is 12 ounces of carbonated vodka. And the best part is, your wife will never know.
Honey, I'm so proud of you, cutting down to one beer a night.
Take off your underwear. She don't know.
Chad writes, damn it, guys, not even 8 o'clock. You wanted just a couple minutes ago, and I want a drink.
Yeah, we have...
We determined we don't have a problem.
Although I'm looking forward to having a few booze tonight.
We took the quiz.
It's a relief.
Our company has a Good Friday holiday, so we won't be on the air tomorrow. Best of will be here, by the way. And I'm looking forward to having a couple of pops tonight and not worrying about my alarm going off. And I don't think I have a problem. But somebody on the email said they're pissed off because, we'll do this now. We're missing their favorite Michelle Bachmann birthday. Now, it didn't take... But Jesus dies tomorrow,
that has
right?
been determined for years now.
Happy birthday!
That it is not a Michelle Bachmann birthday officially.
It didn't take.
It did not take.
Right.
If you rise again from the dead, it does not qualify as a Michelle Bachmann birthday.
Happy birthday!
I saw that crazy bitch on some story about a week ago.
How about when he ascends into heaven? Not dead.
To give us all eternal life.
There you go.
Oh, Jesus.
Not dead.
She said something really crazy because she's not in office anymore, and she was nuts when she was in office. But she said something about sinners and gays and abortion are causing coronavirus a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it was just typical.
It's good. I'd been thinking that, too.
While her husband's in the closet the whole friggin' time.
Oh, it was Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah. She said something recently about this.
You know, I thought we muted her a long time ago.
No, we did, but they always ask people's opinions of stuff.
Somebody slow news. Call her up. She's like, it's the queers.
Right. It's the queers and it's Obama and it's the media.
And like my husband.
Those are the scapegoats.
Yeah. Her husband is totally in the closet.
Those are today's scapegoats.
I think that's why she's so mad about it.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
The reason the virus shows up is because of the gays.
She goes, I wish I had a penis.
That stuck to the tape.
My husband would be all over that.
Right.
That chick is running for president, for God's sakes.
When will he let me roll over?
What am I talking about? I was going to say, like, we don't have a nut job in the office. What's up, Craig? Dr. Ian K. Smith later on to tell you how to not drink and eat good and stay in shape during this pandemic. Well, he's actually got a new book out that was released before that. But
Mind Overweight, Curb Cravings, Find Motivation. Hit your number.
We like this dude.
In 7 simple steps.
He's one of the funniest sober dudes I know. Don't know him personally, but he's good. I actually came in the studio. He flew in to visit us.
Right? He made us food.
He was great, man.
Well, he's never drank, has he?
Never. He'll have a piece of cake once in a while to celebrate some birthday or something like that. Doesn't drink.
He's one of those guys that can eat a slice of pizza.
Yeah. And that's a delicacy, though, right? That's a weekend thing.
I don't think that's every night, but... I don't understand that.
We've been trying to tell him how good alcohol is. He's not buying it.
Nope.
Yeah.
The only time I eat one piece of pizza is when I get it out of the rotating thing at the gas station. I don't think that's very healthy.
Still pizza.
Yeah.
They're known for it.
Yep.
I think when I was in New York City, I bought a couple. Just buy the slice. Just one slice.
Well, yeah, that's true. You walk down. You can just walk down and do that there. Yeah, that's nice. Oh, now I want pizza. Jesus.
And beer.
Yeah.
And beer.
I got a little in the fridge right now. We had pizza last night, and it was good. Yeah. Support your local restaurants, and tip your Uber Eater and your DoorDasher.
Yeah, Dr. Mina, you know, it's not on your food. Take it out of the containers when you order it, but it's not on your food.
We used one of those the other day, and the guy sent a text to my wife. He's like, I just dropped off your food at your house. And we're like, no, you didn't.
Oh, really?
Right. He's like, well, yeah, it was right there. We're like, it's had to be somebody else's house because there's, like, no food on our porch.
Yeah, we've had the Grubhub and stuff since during the pandemic, and they walk up. I open the door. He hands it to me. He just dropped it off and ran?
He thought it was a different house.
Okay.
I think he just let us know.
So your meal was on somebody else's doorstep.
Yeah. Huh. I ended up calling him. He brought it back. But that dude, he had a mask on, gloves.
By the time
I got to the door, he was just like waving from his
car.
His car.
All right, that's good.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, there's an option on there where you can just put, like, just drop it off.
Yeah.
All there is? Drop up now?
Mm-hmm.
Right, at least on DoorDash there is. You can just drop it.
All right. I'll remember that.
All right. Joe America.
Hey, bud.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I'm calling because this has worked before for me. I got to my shop today, and our pickup truck was missing.
Whoa. Oh, somebody stole your truck.
Man.
It did work for you. We have a lot of people on the street that listen to the show. We also have a lot of criminals that listen. So please tell us.
All you criminal fans of Todd and Tyler.
Well, at least Grand Theft Auto guys. So what? Describe the truck, Joe.
It's a 2002 Chevy Silverado.
What color?
That has our name on the side of it, artistic sign and design.
And it's not a magnet. It's actual written on the, it's painted on it.
Well,
there,
right? It's on the glass.
Got it. All right.
And then the license plates say artistic on them.
Man, that stands out like a sore thumb right now.
Well, it should, but, you know.
All right.
Yeah, but some people might take the license plates off.
Did you hotwire that?
Yeah, both of the keys were still here. Should I tell everybody where I keep the keys?
What the hell?
Might as well.
This is in Omaha, of course, here. 2002 Chevy Silverado. What color was it? You said gray?
Silver.
Oh, yeah. Silver, that's right. And the license plate says artistic. These guys didn't take it off right away. They're driving it around. It's a joyride for some kids right now.
Artistic is...
You have no idea when it was stolen. What time did somebody leave the shop last night?
I left around 6.
And then this morning it was gone. All right.
Yeah. We've got cameras. In case they're listening, we do have cameras. We haven't gone through them yet.
All right. How about the cops? You called them, you call us first.
No, I called the cops first. I apologize.
You should have called us first, man. Even the cops listen. All right. It's out there. All right. Hopefully somebody finds it, man. Sorry about that, brother. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you. All right. Because now he gets it back. He's got to swap that bear down.
Yep.
You know?
That's a lot of distinguishing features, too.
Really? I think I know. I've seen that truck.
Let's swap it out for plates. Just say, I'm stolen.
Why would you steal a vehicle with the name of the company on the side? Oh, because you're an idiot. Right.
Some criminals don't think.
It's pretty easy to spot something with a name on the side of it.
Why would you steal a vehicle?
Well,
people do that. Somewhere. Yeah.
I know people do that, but I don't understand that. I don't have a vehicle stealing problem.
No. But people do.
No, but some people do need to go to a different location worse than you.
Some dude in a stolen vehicle right now looking at the window and the license plate, hoping it doesn't say artistic.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
It's not this one.
They're not after me.
2002 Chevy Silverado. I think Joe has called before. Actually, they stole his band's equipment.
We put
that signal out years ago, yeah. And it worked.
He got it back, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
It was on this date in 1865. The year might give this one away.
Civil War.
Civil War or something.
Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered.
Yeah. Yep.
Ending the Civil War.
Hang on here. I got to get something out.
By the time he surrendered his 28,000 troops, Union soldiers led by Ulysses S. Grant had the Confederates surrounded.
By the way... was a drunk, so good for Grant. You can be a drunk and be successful. Ulysses S. Grant was a complete drunk.
He was planning the Civil War around his drinking?
Damn right.
How come they never celebrate that part of their heritage?
I know.
The surrender.
Yeah, they don't. They don't, because we all know what the Confederates were.
Losers, in other words.
Well,
that's right.
Yep, they took second.
They lost.
So out of two.
Details.
Yeah.
You know, some were looking for a rematch.
Right. Like, yeah. Like the Mississippi governor.
Yeah. Again, Linda Tripp has passed away.
When there's a classic football game, the loser of that game is not like, the college doesn't rally around that particular date. The loser of that big, like the game of the century or whatever your team or your favorite team won a big game. You know, we don't rally around the game we lost.
No, we'll get them.
That crowd rallies around the game they lost.
The other side does.
I said the losers do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if your football team lost a big game, you don't even want to watch it anymore, let alone rally around it. Remember the day we lost that big game? Nobody says that on, on campus. Yay! This is the day we lost that big game. Nope, they don't bring it up anymore.
It's like if you're a Husker fan, you're not wearing the 2001 Rose Bowl shirt.
No, you're
not. Horrible defeat.
Perfect example.
I liked that game.
Right, I did too. Well, they shouldn't have been there. They shouldn't have been there. But whatever, they got there.
No. Well, the South shouldn't have been in this.
That's true. The South shouldn't have been in. They shouldn't have put that in their schedule.
Right.
They should have looked ahead and probably got somebody a little easier to play.
Yeah. Losers, in other words.
Well.
I'm going to die so we can own people.
Right.
Well, they didn't realize.
Shut up.
They were overmatched until it was far too late. Right.
Took a while, though. It was a hell of a battle.
Should have scheduled.
They
like,
still don't.
Oh, I know.
Should have scheduled like North Jamaica State or something. Don't go. Don't go for the Union.
They should have went south and fought some island first. Right?
They needed a warm up civil war.
They did.
Yeah. Well, that would have been a shocking upset if the Confederacy had won.
Yeah, they didn't have the
That would have been Appalachian State meeting Michigan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'd have been that.
Right.
Because the Confederacy was essentially 1AA, maybe even a Division II program.
They didn't have the
compared to the Union.
They didn't have the war machine that when it came to industrial stuff.
They needed more foreign help.
The man kept them down.
That's right.
Linda Tripp passed away yesterday.
I didn't see much love for her yesterday.
Once again, we're mentioning there's reports that she had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer last week. But the family has not confirmed that.
No hits on the Deadpool, of course.
What else do we know about Linda Tripp other than she ratted out her friend Monica Lewinsky?
That's it.
That's it, isn't it?
That's it. And John Goodman did a great job on SNL.
I was laughing thinking about that. That was so funny.
I couldn't tell you where she's from. I couldn't tell you what she did for a living.
No, they just...
I don't know anything about Linda Tripp except she mentioned something about what Monica did.
And she recorded those conversations.
Yeah, that's right.
She faked like she was her best friend.
And she's the one who told Ken Starr about the blue dress.
Yep.
That's weird. Swallowing would have changed history.
It always does.
Yeah. She's the one.
She might have dribbled.
Yeah.
All right, move on.
Right.
Move on.
You're right.
Yeah.
Monica Lewinsky came out and released a statement.
Was she above the fray at least? Because she's trying to
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. Yeah. You know she's thinking.
She was very nice about this.
Yeah.
You know, not like some people are.
Right. Didn't have to be.
She said, no matter the past, upon hearing that Linda Tripp is very seriously ill, this is before she died, I hope for her recovery. I can't imagine how difficult this is for her family. You know, just a very nice little statement.
That's what she had to do, of course.
You do.
She can high-five somebody in her private life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody had Linda Tripp in the Deadpool, by the way.
And nobody had 70,
right? She was 70 years of age.
That's what I've got.
Nobody had Alan Garfield, too. He's an actor. You'd recognize him from movies and TV for years. He died of corona, but nobody had him.
And nobody had the volume control on my headphones.
No.
We determined it's a switch problem. But that died just about half an hour ago.
What are you listening to now? Why'd you just move it over?
I plugged it into a different thing. Yeah. Right. So I got to reach way over to turn it up and down. Wow. So inconvenient.
Oh, no.
First world problem.
My life is hell.
I'm pretty close here. Let me know if you want to look it up.
Yeah, y'all maintain your 6 feet
but
there.
Both you guys, don't both you guys finger that.
Too late.
Not at the same time.
You've never said that.
No.
Ever.
You're right, Nick. It'd probably be best if you didn't touch that because I already touched that.
Ah, true.
Already touched that knob.
Working remotely can be a challenge, especially for teams that are new to it. How do you deal with your work environment being the same as home while staying connected and productive? And then there's your newest coworker, the cat. Well, your friends at Trello have been powering remote teams globally for almost a decade. At a time when teams must come together more than ever to solve big challenges, Trello's here to help. Trello, part of Atlassian's collaborative suite, is an app with an easy-to-understand visual format plus tons of features that make working with your team functional and just plain fun. Trello keeps everyone organized and on the same page, helping teams communicate, focus, and connect. Teams of all shapes and sizes at companies like Google, Fender, Costco, and likely your favorite neighborhood coffee shop all use Trello to collaborate and get work done. Try Trello for free and learn more at Trello.com. That's Trello.com. Trello.com.
A new poll suggests that teens aren't doing that much online learning with the schools closed. Common Sense Media polled over 800 teenagers between the ages of 13 to 17. 41% said they have not attended a single online or virtual class.
Because it's not offered? Because my kids have to be on it.
I don't know how this works.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Different school districts.
Some contributing factors could be spring break and the lack of resources in some school districts.
Yeah, there are some.
There's part
yeah.
of
yeah, the, yeah, some school districts.
There's that you're dealing with.
Now, they can tell if you don't log in, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
But there's no way they can tell if you're paying attention or not.
Oh, no, you're sitting there, but you're on screen.
But do they ask you a question from time to time?
Don't know.
Make sure you're awake?
I never walk in and bother them because
they can see you.
They can see you.
Okay.
Four out of five teens said that they have been following news about the coronavirus closely. We question that. Over 60% said that they are worried that someone in their family would catch the virus or that it would have an effect on their family's ability to earn a living.
Well, they're probably hearing what their parents are talking about.
And
you know?
They should be worried about that.
Yeah, of course they should always be worried about that.
Or they're getting it from Instagram.
I mentioned my son's...
Get all my viral news from TikTok.
One of my son's classes, I don't blame kids for not knowing what's going on.
No.
You're just a 13 or 14-year-old kid or 12-year-old kid. And you hear your parents talking, then you're going to worry about it a little bit. But I...
But some of those parents are idiots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
So
raised by idiots, you're screwed. You're right.
Yeah, if you're getting bad information from your parents.
All right. But what are the... some guy got on Zoom on one of my son's classes and started yelling the F-bomb.
I love it.
Yeah, F-U. He didn't even tell us about it. I said, why? Apparently, the school sent an email to me and my wife and said, yeah, we apologize for getting loose in this one class. And these are all like 15-year-old kids, so they've heard it all. But still, though, right? I go, what happened? It's like, oh, yeah, some kid just got on and yelled F-bombs a bunch of times.
No, that's great. Yeah. I bet for most of those kids, that was the first time they'd heard profanity.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I bet you that was the best class of the day, though. Certainly the most memorable.
Well, it didn't make much of an impression, apparently.
No, he didn't bring it to it. He didn't bring it up to us. We didn't even know about it, you know?
Should see if the school can notify you the next time as it's happening.
Right.
Like send me the login. So I want to watch it.
I want to watch that. No, but they're taking quizzes and tests and everything. I know they both are.
Yeah, mine are too.
Yeah.
Not much homework. Well, it's all homework now.
Yeah, it is all homework now, right.
By definition. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Authorities in the Czech Republic are reminding nudists to take precautions during this pandemic.
Who doesn't miss Naked LD? We haven't seen Naked LD in a month, man.
Everybody raised their hand.
And Naked season is starting up.
It is.
That could affect LD. Because I guarantee you his Naked Club in Kansas is not open right now.
Just going to have to build the back fence a little higher.
His neighbors are about to get a surprise.
Because he's got to be naked.
Unless they decide it's a church.
When it gets sunny, LD's got to be naked.
Oh, yeah.
Unless nudism becomes a religion, then they'll file for protection.
Reports indicate that about 75. There was about 75 nude sunbathers in the Eastern European nation of the Czech Republic that were cited for not wearing face masks in public.
I love
at
that.
A beach.
Well, yeah, because your penis ain't coughing. If it is, you get that checked.
It is throwing up.
It can throw up.
They were violating the country's government safety orders to prevent the spread of the COVID-19. Leaders have stated that while nudists are allowed out in allotted locations, they must wear masks.
I love that.
And not be in groups of more than two.
I just like to look at pretty girls naked.
Yep.
No fines were issued. There was no resistance to the police orders. They just went, okay, all right, I guess we'll
I love that.
Yeah.
You can be naked, but you got to wear a mask.
Right.
Ew, he naked.
Well, that wouldn't even cross your mind if you're taking everything off.
No, it wouldn't. Put your mask on. Now we're getting a picture of LD naked with a mask on. sounds like I really want one, don't I?
Hopefully the mask is in the right place.
Yeah.
I mean, for the picture, not for him.
Over his balls?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where I want. That's.
I would rather him be wearing the mask on the...
You're saying you'd rather see his face than his balls?
Yes.
No. Me too.
He's going to need two masks.
Well, there's a...
He can't even defend himself. He ain't allowed back in the studio until all this is done.
Picture floating around the social media. Usually it's an Asian chick where she's just got three masks on.
Oh, I did that. I sent it out. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did that on Tan Line Tuesday.
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
One she's mask hot. Covering up one boob, yeah. One mask covering the other boob, and the other covering the giny. Yeah.
All right.
But not on her face.
No, it's on her face.
Oh, yes,
it's her face, her boobs, and her giny.
All right, she's compliant then.
It's good.
Such a cute name for it, isn't it?
Yes.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.